They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut. He need cut again.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm awake and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Kadagi, to all my friends and relatives in four directions, you are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. We discuss local, national, Native news and events. And as you know, Haley, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Yes, you are right, Dega. And this portion of the show is supported by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, it's Friday, and we're here with State Senator Mary Kunish, the great state of Minnesota. And, geez, we were talking before the show. This is probably at least, and we didn't even talk about the Sunday night symposiums, but this is probably the 312th time you've been on Native Roots Radio. So we got to get you one of those robes that says Native Roots Radio 300 shows or something. But welcome.
Thank you. I mean, something at least, right?
Exactly.
I do have my resist jean jacket. I do have, I don't even know if I have a Native, I don't know if I have one of your t-shirts.
I don't think I do either.
Yeah, we'll have to start asking for a little extra when we're negotiating our contract, Haley.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And you know me as being the t-shirt king, so
I
totally understand that. We had Robert Lilligren on, and they were talking about getting together shirts and things for the stuff that's coming up, and their whole staff was, well, we got to save one for Robert Pilot.
He's everybody knows that. Just put one aside. It's Robert's. Yeah.
Well, Wendy always tells her friends that stop by to guess how many t-shirts I have. And she always says that I could have a different t-shirt on for 2 years without washing them.
Do you hang all your t-shirts up, or do you fold them up? Do you color coordinate them? What do you do with all these shirts?
That's a really good question. I do hang them. But the ones that I work out with and I fold, and they're down in the basement. So I just, I don't like to sweat in my nice Native t-shirts. And what was the last question?
I asked you how you organize them.
Oh, yeah. I'm very well organized. No, I'm not. But that's why you end up seeing the same shirts, because I put it right in the middle of the closet, hang in the middle of the closet, and then I go directly in the middle of the closet, and it's the same t-shirt. So I have a lot of shirts you probably haven't seen lately, so I got to mix it up. But I did used to do colors, but life got busy.
Wow.
She said, So what's happening, Mary? I know there's a couple things on the burner here, and I'd love you to just let our listening audience know what's going on in the Capitol and what's going on with your life.
Sure. Well, we are at the point in the legislative session here in Minnesota where committees are kind of winding up their hearings on different bills and putting together their final bill. Now, I'm the chair of Education Finance, so anything that has money in it connected to education K-12 and some early ed stuff will come to my committee. And so I have had hearings all, since February in the Education Finance Committee. And all of them are asking for some kind of money to help do whatever they want, what the bill is about. So we have all those bills to consider. And then the governor has his own bill as well, where he has some policy in the policy committee. If there's dollars attached to those policies, like to pay for an agency to implement what they're asking for, then that has to come to my committee. And so we're just looking through all of these bills, talking with the House to see what they're doing so we can kind of coordinate. Because remember, all three branches have to agree at the end.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're trying to do some of this ahead of time so that we have some, you know, a more global agreement. And so we're just today we just finished putting together our finance bill that we'll be having a hearing on next week. And the first day we'll just introduce it, talk about it. And then the next day we will meet again and we can take amendments from either the GOP or our own members who want to amend or add or whatever, change that. So that's what everybody's doing in our committees. We're frantically getting our committees heard. The Judiciary Public Safety Committee is just meeting nonstop because almost everything, there's anything related to laws or public safety or data sharing, any of that stuff has to go through Judiciary. So they are just like bing, 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 you know, days on end. It's incredible what they're able to get out there. And then we'll hear those bills, take them to the floor. Now, once we get them passed off of the floor in our respective bodies, then we meet again, the House and the Senate, and match up our bills because it all has to balance together with the governor. We take it back to the floor one more time once we've got that global agreement. And then that's when whatever we put into place goes into law and the school districts get those dollars and the community organizations that do so much of the boots on the ground work will, you know, get them some money to continue that work and then hopefully be done, or we will be done just before Memorial Day.
Wow. That's amazing. Geez. Yeah. It seemed like this session went really fast, but now that you say you're going to be done in another couple months, I guess it isn't as fast as I thought.
Well, it's what, April 12th? So we probably have 6 weeks left, 5 or 6 weeks. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Wow.
But one really great bill I just want to share, and there was a really good segment that NPR and reporter Melissa Olson did, reported on this bill that I presented this week for the Birth Justice Collaborative. Yeah. And I think we all know that our Native women and our African-American women have the highest incidences of maternal complications and death than in any other group, and as well as infant mortality as well. So I'm going to read you a little bit of some statistics here. And the page is sideways on my computer, so I have to turn my head. But it says 23% of pregnancy-associated deaths are African-American birthing people, despite that they represent only 13% of the population. And for American Indian maternal mortality rates, of pregnancy-associated deaths for American Indian birthing people, despite representing only 2% of the population, 8% of them represent those deaths. And wow. So the Minnesota Department of Health's Maternal Mortality Review Committee determined that over 60% of pregnancy-associated deaths occurred between 6 weeks after the pregnancy and 1 year postpartum, and they are 100% preventable.
Whoa.
Yeah. So, you know, keep that in mind. And we, when we think of healthcare traditionally, historically for our American Indian folks, there's that huge distrust and reluctance to go to Western doctors or to the hospital, take your kids anywhere because they're afraid that they'll be, you know, deemed not a good parent and taken away. Mm-hmm. And so these are things that are 100% part of our lives. And so I have a bill to create these birthing centers that are really going to help address these issues.
Wow. 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 That's
amazing.
That is amazing. Hey, we're here with State Senator Mary Kunish, and we're having our fun Friday here and getting updates of what's happening around the state of Minnesota and nationally. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake.
Stay with us.
Unwanted sexting or photos, inappropriate jokes, even tickling or wrestling can feel like a violation. Catcalling, cornering, or groping, getting them drunk or high for sex, recording sexual acts without permission, hurting someone because of their sexual orientation, raping a family member, a child, a date, a friend, a stranger, purchasing a human being for sex. You make the choice every single time. Sexual violence is many things. Make a choice. Do not do it.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
As we gear up for American Indian Celebration Month in May, it's crucial to prioritize our health, especially with celebrations on the horizon. If you start feeling off, like a fever, a tickle in the throat, or heavy fatigue, don't ignore it. Take an at-home COVID-19 test right away. And remember, if you're not feeling well, it's okay to stay home. Your health comes first. A quick note on COVID testing. The Minnesota Department of Health's free COVID-19 at-home testing program has ended. But don't worry. If you're uninsured, you can still find no-cost tests using the CDC's COVID-19 testing locator. If you have health insurance, you might be eligible for free tests or reimbursement for testing expenses. Just ask your local pharmacy or health insurance provider for more information. Stay informed. Stay protected. Let's prioritize our health this American Indian Celebration Month in May and ensure our communities and elders remain safe and healthy. This message is brought to you in partnership with the Minnesota Department of Health. Visit health.state.mn.us.
Doherty Family College at the University of St. Thomas is your pathway to a bachelor's degree. Located in downtown Minneapolis, Doherty Family College offers an affordable education that includes free textbooks, a laptop, meals, career coaches, and a Metro Transit pass. As a full-time Doherty Family College student, you'll benefit from mentorship from St. Thomas faculty, along with paid internships and support from Minnesota's largest private college. Ready to turn your dreams into reality? Apply now at dfc.stthomas.edu. Doherty Family College, your journey to success starts here.
Aneen, I'm Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, and you are listening to Native Roots Radio.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Development Institute, or NACD, in Minneapolis.
Right on. Hey, we're back with State Senator Mary Kunish. And I just want to swing around real quick. That was amazing. Could you tell our audience and start out this segment again by those statistics one more time? I really feel like that should be brought up again. And I know you'll have to tilt your head again and look at the computer screen. But wowed me, State Senator.
Well, and just for those that didn't hear, I'm carrying a bill that would create these very culturally unique and specific maternal pregnancy programming, because, as you said, we know that our American Indian women and our African American women have the highest mortality rates and complications from pregnancy. And I'm just trying to find the right document here that gives me those
numbers. Were both Haley and I, while you're looking, we're totally shocked, not only by the statistics, but what you're going to say right after you tell us the statistics. Just a total mind blower, right, Haley?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's a bill that in collaboration with the Birth Justice Collaborative, mm-hmm. and that was launched in 2022 when six African American and American Indian led organizations got together with Hennepin County to bring the community into designing not only these clinics or these medical locations, but strategies to improve that maternal health. And for some reason, I am just not clicking on the correct PDF that I should get to.
Well, let's bring it around again. Maybe.
Oh, here we go.
Okay.
Yeah. It's although African American women only make up 13% of the birthing population in Minnesota, they make up 23% of pregnancy associated deaths. And for American Indian, that is also very, very true, with at least 8% of those women having complications, dying from follow-up and issues that could have been prevented. So we have to make sure that the kind of legislation that we're passing is addressing those really awful, awful disparities. And the worst part is that they're all 100% preventable.
That's when Haley and I went, wow.
Yeah.
100% preventable. So we absolutely have to begin like culturally focused birth centers that are going to really mitigate generational harms that have been done to both Indigenous women and families, but African American as well. And the, you know, like I said, the really beautiful thing is that this was done with community. Hennepin County, all these different organizations came together to create these clinics, and they'll be run through, like for the Native American community, through Dr. Anthony Stately's clinic. I mean, he's 100% trustworthy. Everybody knows him. He's a delightful person as well as an incredible professional healthcare provider. And hopefully those people that are birthing have the confidence to, you know, get the prenatal care that's so important both for the mother and the infant. And so I'm super, super proud of carrying this legislation.
Yeah, definitely, Mary. We love Dr. Stately, too. And, geez, we have conversations all over Turtle Island, and he's well-respected. And he's been a guest host of Native Roots Radio and is on Mondays, traditionally on Mondays on Native Roots Radio, and we're blessed to have him. And he has a lot of dad jokes. I just want to throw that up there. He comes up with a lot of dad jokes. He's pretty funny, too. But, yeah, what great work. Hey, I want to kind of pivot a little bit, Mary, and our friend Maureen Hackett, Dr. Maureen Hackett, sent me a text of thanks to you, and I just wanted to she's the director and founder of Howling for Wolves, and we know not only is Howling for Wolves dear to us here on Native Roots Radio, but also just dear, the wolf population here in Minnesota is dear to us, and Wendy talks about it many times in her sacred animal section.
I brought the bill up yesterday on the floor of the Senate, the banning recreational hunting for wolves. And it was a lengthy discussion on the Senate floor. If anybody wants to go back and listen to it, it was at least an hour and a half. It took up most of the time on the floor session. Very lively discussion. A lot of, you know, our GOP members pushing back. In fact, they would like to have almost like perpetual open season for wolves. There was some misinformation that was shared. A lot of fear mongering, you know, they're going to come after your kid. An animal was killed next to a house and there was blood splatter. And how do you know that's not going to be your kid, or that blood isn't infected with something or the or other? And so, it was a very lively discussion. Unfortunately, it did not pass. We did not have a majority. There are plenty of members in northern Minnesota that, you know, they have to represent their constituents. When we go to the Capitol, a lot of times we might have to vote against something that we personally, you know, would agree to or not agree to, but because it is the voice of our community that we represent, we have to vote according to our districts. And so that was a tough vote for a lot of people, but I think the discussion was certainly worth it.
Yeah. And, you know, we know that hunting wolves and is not a thing where, like hunting deers, where you could maybe feed your family. put some tobacco down, you know, use the hide as Native Americans do. Killing a wolf, no one can eat it, and it's very cruel, a lot of these traps. And us as Native Americans know that the wolves have been watched for 10,000 years and how they handle their young, who's a leader in the wolf pack. And when one wolf is murdered, the whole pack suffers. So there's all these things that we know. And sometimes people, it seems like up north, don't want to be told what to do. And they like killing stuff. And they don't want people to know that they're killing stuff and burying it up there for the heck of it.
Well, and there's never been very rarely will you ever hear a story of a wolf, let alone a whole pack, coming after a human, let alone a kid. They're very, solitary animals, and I don't think that they would, normally come up to humans.
Yeah, so the fear-mongering, Mary, is out there, and it's a thing, and I think we're really been used to that for at least the last 7 years from our friends across the table.
Yeah, I mean, with hunting like deer or moose or whatever, you have to have a license, and there's X amount, you get one deer with one license. With, a lot of these wolves hunts that we've seen, they just open it up and the, people just go crazy and decimate the population, which we know in so many ways, if anything, it causes that trauma and that frantic, perhaps, behavior that some people might say as, like a crazy wolf, but, the DNR goes in there. The federal government also manages the wolf population here in Minnesota already. When they opened it up in Wisconsin, look what happened. They just went crazy. And I think it was, wasn't it out twice or maybe three times what they expected to be shot was two or three times what they expected.
Yeah, and I think they were going for 2 weeks, let's say, and in 48 hours, they already exceeded their kill. And that's how crazy people are for killing our relative, the wolf, which I have to say, which I always say, is our lieutenant governor here in Minnesota. Her family is part of the wolf clan, as we are Eagle Clan here, Haley and I. So they're sacred in many ways, and just killing stuff for killing stuff is just so heartless.
Yeah. And the way that it disrupts an ecosystem too. I mean, the wolf packs are they clean up our forests, and without them, especially a leader in the pack, it just really disrupts everything.
Yeah. So that was the other kind of big thing that happened this week that comes to mind. We had Wednesday off to recognize Eid. That was actually kind of nice. The legislature didn't meet. The staff continued to work, and I went in and got caught up on things. But our legislature is changing and recognizing these unique religious obligations and events. And we took Wednesday to remember that.
Wow. Awesome. Hey, we're here with State Senator Mary Kunish, and we'll be right back. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake. Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States.
And 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected.
Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf.
Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy.
As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired.
Learn more at howlingforwolves.org. Let's live and let howl.
J&S Bean Factory is a Native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
The city of Minneapolis is now on Native Roots Radio with Minneapolis AIR. AIR stands for American Indian Relations. Guest host Christine McDonald talks to people about important things affecting the city's Native communities. Minneapolis AIR dives into topics like public safety, public health, elections, and so much more. Tune in to Minneapolis AIR on Native Roots Radio from 5 to 6 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month, right here on AM 950.
Gear up for a day of community spirit. Edina Rides for Education invites you to roll into a fun day of biking on Saturday, May 4th, starting at Fred Richards Park. Organized by the Rotary Club of Edina Morningside, they're all about service above self, and they're calling on you to join the ride. Opt for a leisurely 5 or 10 mile route and explore the scenic, car-free bike paths Edina has to offer. And here's the best part. Your participation in Edina Rides will support various educational nonprofits across the area. Registration is easy at edinarides.com. Take advantage of early bird pricing, just $25 for adults and $15 for kids. Plus, your organization can be part of the fun too. Sponsorship opportunities support Rotary's mission and local educational programs. Various levels offer lots of chances to promote your brand. So gear up and pedal for a purpose on Saturday, May 4th with Edina Rides for Education. More at edinarides.com.
This is Chad, owner of AM950. I want to tell you about a better, more environmentally friendly way to care for your lawn with Natural-On. Natural-On has been treating Minnesota lawns for more than 20 years with organic-based natural products that feed the soil without unnecessary chemicals. That means an envy-worthy, healthier lawn that's safer for your family and your furry friends. Natural-On has no contracts and is 100% satisfaction guaranteed. So let Natural-On handle your lawn care so you can enjoy your lawn. More at Natural-On.com.
I'm Angela Warner for Warner Stellium. Sometimes appliances break. Other times you spend years wishing they would. We get it. That's why right now we're paying you to upgrade with our trade-in sale. We'll pay you $50 for each appliance you replace. Our in-store specialists take out the guesswork of wondering what's the best one and which one will fit. Then Warner Stellium professional crews will deliver, install, and take your old stuff away, saving you time and money. So outsource your stress and shop family-owned Warner Stellium.
Hi, this is Representative Charisse Davids from Kansas. I'm Ho-Chunk, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by All My Relations Arts and their current gallery exhibit, Okeezy, in partnership with the American Swedish Institute. Final chance to see this exhibit is this weekend on April 13th.
Wow, what a great exhibit and what a great collaboration there at All My Relations Gallery. And good job on the bumper, Haley. I just wanted to let everyone know that
we survived
the bumper on this portion. Hey,
you know
we are... Right on. I act like it, so I act as if, and here I am at 62 acting as if still. Hey, we're here with State Senator Mary Kunish, and this is the portion we like to talk about. State Senator, talk about whatever you'd like to talk about, and you're grabbing your grandbaby.
Hey, Rita girl.
Hey.
I'm saying hello to you.
Yeah.
Rita also came to the Rita and her cousin Sylvie were at the Capitol with me today as well. I had to go in. They love going into my office because there's hallways and they just run those hallways. But there were a lot of people there today who kept these two girls very, very busy with all kinds of stuff at the Capitol. So like I said, by the time she's 5, this girl's going to be able to take over my job.
Right on. That's
girl.
What we're hoping. We're hoping too that someday Haley takes over Native Roots Radio so I can finally retire. But that's a whole nother show. Yeah.
Well, you'll be taking care of grandbabies before long, Robert. So
exactly.
Might as well just make it part of our segments.
That's right. Friday show. What the babies think.
Multi-generational.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Well, Haley, you know, you're somebody's grandbaby.
Yeah. I would hope so. That's how I'm here.
Yeah, I'm just saying my auntie, Auntie Barb. So
yeah, shout out to Aunt Gaga Barb.
Yeah, we love Barb. She's one of my favorites, and she's a heck of a character. And I hope she's listening.
I know. Yes, we got all of her good genes. I thank her for all of that.
I think we need to do more shout outs to some of the elders that made a difference in our lives. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, it is.
Well, and do you remember Uncle Curtis, state senator? So we told the story about him. He's our elder, and he's our oldest living male in our family, the McKees here in the Twin Cities. And originally, had guests signed up, and I can tell you off the air who they are. You'll be kind of surprised. They didn't show up. And Uncle Curtis was just coming down to do a prayer for us start out the show in a good way. And we coerced him to be on the show. So for the next 5-6 years, he was on every show.
Well, you know, Robert, I learned once you kind of get us, we get hooked. Yeah. And you just don't let us off either very lightly. So, your Uncle Curtis is a wonderful man, just a really wonderful man.
So fun. And he is out there and he listens a lot. And I know Wendy gives him a shout out because he named Wendy, you know.
That's right.
So,
the other thing that he does is that when he makes really meaningful comments on social media posts, you know, and that's just really, I mean, oftentimes we see things or hear things that are not so kind or nice, but your Uncle Curtis always has such heartfelt messages. And I always have to smile and appreciate him when he leaves me a message.
That's awesome.
I love that.
I always, when he leaves me a message, it's kind of 50-50 for me. No, I'm just kidding.
Same with the rest of the relatives. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah.
But I'm glad.
Well, at least we know he's appropriate. He knows when it's safe and when it's not, huh?
That's right. Absolutely. Yeah. So, and it's funny. Just, you know, we talk about it too. We've been on for 7 years, and there's been a lot of elders and a lot of elders too that have passed on that have been on the show. And I think of Clyde Belcourt that had been on many times over the years. And, you know, we think of those elders that told us their stories and story, and we were able to share it on the airwaves and share it with our own ears.
Yeah, exactly. I'll have to go back and watch some of those interviews with Clyde.
Yeah. And, you know, as people know or may not know listening to the show, Clyde was a co-founder of the American Indian Movement. And a lot of the things that have happened, and we talk about the Franklin Corridor, where Native Americans' businesses and things directly had to do with Clyde and the American Indian Movement. You know, there's things like Native American Community Clinic that weren't there that they demanded back in the day.
Yeah, the American Indian Cultural Corridor on Franklin Avenue. It's just so great to be there. I mean, you see like so many people, you run into a handful of people every time we're on Franklin. And it's just like, you know, it's a really great close-knit community and a lot of great businesses. Shout out to Powwow Grounds. I think you can still vote for Star Tribune's Minnesota Best, right? Up until the middle of next week.
Yeah, I think so. And State Senator, we have the Indian Center opening first, and that's exciting with the parade.
Yeah. I hope I get over there for that. It's the day that I'm going to be presenting my omnibus bill. I was like, can we schedule it another day? But I'm going to go through it really fast and get over there. I really want to be there for it.
Can you do that early in the morning, or is it what?
What time is the parade? Do you remember?
I think it was like 10 a.m. or something early.
So my committee usually goes from like 8:30 to 10:30, but we're gonna move fast on that day. Just FYI. But yeah, I good. think And that is that American Indian Day on the Hill as well?
I think that's the sixth, right? I think
I just saved that.
Haley's
because,
got it.
Sharon Day is going to come in and open up our Senate session. She's going to do the opening prayer for us. So when you talk about, you know, prayers and opening things in a good way, she came and did that for us last year. It was beautiful. And so I invited her back again, and I know I'll be looking forward to that.
Yeah, and we will too. And there's another elder that we have to, give a shout out to that's been doing so much in the community for a long, long time.
Well, the other thing that's happening over in that neck of the wood, Franklin, is that Red Lake Nation is opening their college.
Yeah.
So this is a branch or an offshoot of their educational system up north, and it's in a new space in an old building. So it's not tearing down and putting up new, but it's going to be a beautiful new institution. I think Dan King is he's the Red Lake Nation College president, and he is behind all of this. And it's really cool because if I'm not mistaken, it's the first tribal college that's located in a major urban population center. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Minnesota has their native population. The urban population, I think, is the largest in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just our 11 tribes, our Dakota and Anishinaabe folks that we have here, but we have folks from, and Ho-Chunk.
Yeah.
We have, you know, tribal members from all over the country. And I think that this new college is going to be just a really great example of how when people put their mind to it, and I'm proud to say that the state government also put some dollars into this, that we're able to create an environment of learning and education, because we know it's important. And, you know, it's a value of our Indigenous people to learn and learn from our elders. But it's inaccessible to so many of our members because of the cost, the intimidation factor, all of those, just like the clinics. So to have this urban college is just going to be really stupendous. And I'm super excited about it.
That makes me think too, what you're talking about is that the Twin Cities, and there's 65% of the Native Americans live off reservation, which really surprised me. But according to Minneapolis Public Schools, there's over 150 tribes in Minneapolis that go to public school in Minneapolis. Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that, if I'm not mistaken, I think it's like we're like 50,000 natives in the entire city of just Minneapolis.
Wow.
So, you know, if we can create that kind of environment, and you and I know how important it is, we need to have more Native teachers.
Yep.
If we can build up, you know, a really good program for education and educators here in Minnesota, maybe you and I will go back and be professors and run that show over there, huh?
There you go. You know, you never know, right? I've been putting one foot in front of the other, and I was telling Haley a couple days ago, I can't believe I have a radio show for that matter. You never know, right?
Well, look at me. I was a teacher like you, and now I'm a state senator and chair of education finance and doing things I never would have imagined that I would do. And I was interviewed today on NPR by sorry about that noise. It's this goofy girl around education. And one of the bills that I have this year is to create a state school librarian position at the state. And somebody suggested that I was building my retirement position, which I hadn't even considered. But now that they mention it,
Yeah. Well, you got some more years to serve the public like you have been in a good way. And maybe next week we can talk about the story of how that came about, because I thought it's really fun and interesting. Yeah. It has to do with your daughter. But hey, thanks so much for being on as always. And Peeny Gigi, thank you so much for what you do for the state of Minnesota.
Absolutely, everybody. Wopilatanka, Miigwech.
We'll see you. Hey, this is Native Roots Radio present. Oh, Native Roots Radio. Say goodbye, bye. Native Roots Radio. We'll be right back after this short break.
Attention, Native American community. As we prepare for American Indian Celebration Month in Minnesota this May, it's essential to prioritize the health and safety of our communities. With social gatherings and festivities on the horizon, getting vaccinated against COVID-19 is crucial. So let's make getting vaccinated a tradition, inclusive and cross-generational. Imagine gatherings filled with shared stories and cultural celebrations free from the shadow of COVID-19. Remember, protecting yourself and others is what counts. Whether it's time for an updated vaccine or your first shot, all COVID-19 vaccines offer protection, with the latest vaccine especially recommended for our elders over 65. As we gather with friends and relatives this May for American Indian Celebration Month, let's ensure everyone's safety by getting vaccinated. Together, we can uphold our traditions and keep our communities thriving. For more information, including details about clinics offering free vaccines, visit vaccines.gov. This message is brought to you in partnership with the Minnesota Department of Health. The city of Minneapolis is now on Native Roots Radio with Minneapolis AIR. AIR stands for American Indian Relations. Guest host Christine McDonald talks to people about important things affecting the city's Native communities. Minneapolis AIR dives into topics like public safety, public health, elections, and so much more. Tune in to Minneapolis AIR on Native Roots Radio from 5 to 6 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month, right here on AM 950.
J&S Bean Factory is a Native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Oh, good one. Hey, You know, it's funny, you start talking, and then howl, and you know.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Hey, it was great having State Senator Mary Kunish on. She's always super positive and really, you know, like careful how she says stuff too. I really appreciate that, and it's really a good way to be. And you know, knowing her as long as I have, she really is that way. So there's no fake politician going on. So we really appreciate her. Always we talk about I talk about her being like the first politician that came on her show, and then it's like safe for everyone else.
I know. And just big shout out and Peeny Gigi for sticking with us all these years.
Definitely. I saw a friend of ours today. I was at the Capitol, and I saw a friend of ours that used to work for Lieutenant Governor, and she retired, but now she's back in government. It was really good to see her kind of facilitate the meeting I was at, which was really cool. And she worked for, if you remember, she worked for the governor and lieutenant governor, and she's no longer with us. You know who I'm talking
about.
For
sure. Yeah. Well, that's very fun.
Yeah. So going to the Capitol, running into people, you know, which is fun. So we got this last portion here. Wendy's kind of got a little migraine, and she's out with Jelaine right now, checking on where they're having the baby shower. So they're doing some work for the family, which is cool. So, Haley, I know we talk sometimes a little bit about what's going on Turtle Island and here specifically the Twin Cities. I know, what do you know what's going on here? I know I'm going to be depressed tomorrow doing taxes. And then after that, I need a comedy show. So the Stephanie Miller show on Saturday.
I know. I am looking forward to the Stephanie Miller show. Oh, yeah. Bummer to do taxes on a weekend. You know, really lucky. I already got my tax return, or at least my state.
We're not going to have a return, so that's why we have it way out.
Oh, yep. One of those people. Gotcha. Well, since we were talking about Red Lake Nation's new college campus here in Minneapolis in the last segment with State Senator Mary Kunesh, I just want to mention that they have their open house Friday, April 26th from 2 to 6 p.m. Again, this is at 900 South 3rd Street, Minneapolis, Minnesota, Red Lake Nations College, Minneapolis Urban Native Campus. Really excited. It looks beautiful. I've seen pictures. I know that they have a rooftop deck with skyline views, which is really exciting. And also what I thought was really cool, the designs on their bathroom signs are Native influenced. So it's somewhat, for the women's feminine bathroom, it's a woman in a jingle dress, and then similar to the men's, but not in a jingle dress.
grass dancer, maybe, or
yeah, I'm pretty sure yes. But that's very cool. So I'm excited to go in and check out their open house, and it just looks really beautiful.
Yeah, well, and again, a big shout out to them for taking the next step and serving the people and serving the people with education, and you can't beat it. And we're both college graduates, and we know that it's a thing where it's really helped us out in life and critical thinking and all those things that help us open up for jobs and some generational wealth.
Yeah, exactly. And two, just a couple more things going on locally this weekend. So this weekend, NAC, Native American Community Clinic, one of our great sponsors with Dr. Anthony Stately, NAC is having a community baby shower this Saturday, tomorrow, April 13th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the Little Earth Gym. That's 2501 Cedar Avenue, Minneapolis. That'll be really fun. You know, I was hoping Jelaine, my cousin, your daughter, would be able to make it out there. But, you know, this is a great opportunity to celebrate some new and expecting caregivers. The event will have games, raffles, food, and car seats, which I know they have plenty of those to give away, baby bundles and more. And, going to powwows. It looks like a really amazing powwow weekend, too.
Oh, geez. And I'll be.
I know.
I'll wait for us writing a big fat check again this year.
Oh, well, okay. So here's a good one. This is American Indian Education Powwow, Champlain Park High School Fieldhouse tomorrow, Saturday, April 13th. Let's see what time that one's at, shall we? April 13th, American Indian Education. Doors open at 11 a.m. Grand entry is at 1. A feast is at 5. And then there will also be special exhibitions and Native vendors as well.
Absolutely. That's all. And we always have to remind, especially our allies out there, which are more than, our allies out there that that's open to everyone. I couldn't get that out, but it's open to everyone. Also, when you talk about vendors, we always want to explain that if it's for sale, whether it's earrings or medallions or whatever, or ribbon skirt or shirt or whatever, if it's for sale, it's not just for natives, it's for everybody. So feel free to support these artists and wear them proudly.
Yeah, great points there, too. Another powwow, or I guess this is the Minnesota State University Mankato's Spring Round Dance. This is also happening Saturday, tomorrow, April 13th. The location for this, I know, just the same day, Cato Ballroom, 200 Chestnut Street, Mankato, Minnesota. Again, Minnesota State University Mankato, Spring Round Dance. Again, everyone is welcome, and this one is from 12 to 4.
Yeah. Well, I guess got to make sure my hips are in good working order when I do that round dance. It reminds me of being a youngster roller skating. And what I mean by that, Haley, is when you went to the roller skate part or place, you'd mostly go, I think it was counterclockwise. I think it was counterclockwise. And then during the middle of the thing, they'd switch it around and I couldn't skate the other way.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I remember doing that and going to skating arenas for field trips as a kid. That's so fun. We like should do that.
Yeah, and do the show there.
Yeah. Well, I know, seriously. I guess another powwow, this one's a little bit further from the Twin Cities here. This is Sioux Falls Convention Center. We have a Inyansa Wachipi April 13th and 14th. So this one goes all weekend. This one is celebrating the achievement of our Native graduates. It'll be, you know, this one's a whole weekend. So this would be worth the trip out there.
Okay. Well, take pictures for me because I won't be going out that far, but I appreciate you taking one for the team.
I know. I wish I could.
We got that brand new war pony. You can go anywhere now.
War pony? What do you mean?
Your car.
Oh, I know. I'm trying to keep my low miles on that one, though, this time.
That's funny. That's your metal war pony.
I know. We got to give it a name. Yeah. I don't know, though.
Sounds like a good one.
Distant Thunder. That's you. Oh,
that's right. Hey, and what's your name again?
I'm Trasha Paywongawaynink, which means little eagle princess.
Aww.
Oh, so cute. One thing I do want to mention this since we talked about it with Mary again. We just have a minute left here. American Indian Day on the Hill this year will be May 6th at the St. Paul, Minnesota State Capitol starting at 10 a.m. And that will be really fun. I know a lot of people that will be expecting to see out there. So the whole month of May will be a great time here in Minnesota.
Yeah, we're excited. Yeah, definitely. And I'm excited. We'll be down for that, too. And it's a good day to be Indian. It's a good day to be Indigenous. All you people out there listening are Indigenous to somewhere. And just you remember that. So,
yeah.
And I just want to remind everyone of that. And also, if you're listening to the show, you're part of the resistance. From Chief Plenty Coops, the ground in which we stand on is sacred ground. It's the blood of our ancestors. We need to resist, divest, join a group, run for office, vote. Vote, vote. We're still here. We are the seventh generation.
And free Leonard Peltier now.